Shira Shirim, Perek Vov. All right. Ono holach doidech, hayofa banoshim. Ono pono doidech, unavakshenu imoch. Klal Yisrael was, in the previous Perek, bemoaning or be searching for Hashem, who, you know, disappeared. There was a hester upon him. The Sipurna also deals with this, because that's mamish in the psukim, the hester upon him. And Klal Yisrael says how wonderful Hashem is in all the previous parak machikim amtakim v'chulam achmadim so forth and zeh doyde v'zeh rei b'nei Yisrushalayim. Klal Yisrael is speaking to the b'nei Yisrushalayim and telling them, you know, I miss my beloved, where he disappeared and so forth. So the umas ha'olam seem to respond over here. The Sipurna says ono holach doydech omru umas ha'olam. Where has your beloved gone? Hayofa banoshim. One who is so beautiful amongst the women. Where has your beloved turned to? We'll search him together with him. Words, you tell us what the issue is, where he's gone, where he disappeared, and we're going to help you look for him. That's a very, very strange concept. That I guess, I don't think it's cynical over here or sinister. I don't think this is the enemies of Klal Yisrael speaking. I think that there probably is, I mean, it's the mashmos is that there's a recognition even amongst the Umas HaOlam that the relationship between Klal Yisrael and its beloved is something that's critical. In other words, the reality is anyone who knows what's going on in the world knows that the world fares better when Klal Yisrael has a positive relationship with its beloved, and when it's on the rocks, that relationship, the whole world is affected by it. The world is in trouble because the whole schus kiyum of the world is mishvil Yisrael sheyisasku b'Torah. So I guess on some level, the open-minded or the realistic or the less hating of the Umas HaOlam realize to say nevakshenu imoch. Maybe it's in our best interest to help you find him, because when you'll reconnect with your God, it'll be to our advantage too. So the Sipurna says, "Omru Umas HaOlam." Umas HaOlam says, "Ma hoyolo?" And what is ono holach doidich? They're not really asking so much. The Umas HaOlam are asking, "Where did he go?" The Sipurna learns that the essence of this ono holach is ma hoyolo shesilek shchinosoy mimcha, because he really didn't go any place. It's not that he has no place to go. Well, in a sense, if you're all over, you really have no place to go. So, Meloy Kol Oretz Kevoydo. So he didn't disappear. But what did he do? He said, where did he go? I know he didn't go anywhere. In other words, you feel he left you. And he did. You don't feel that connection anymore. Well, why was he misalik the Shechina? Why did he take away the Shechina from you? Ona pono, bahastiro pono mimeno. He says, why did he take away the Shechina? And Bahastiroi Ponov, it sounds like that there are two different dargas. There's the one thing is, there's the Siluk HaShechina. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And the Mokam V'osoli Mikdash V'shochanti B'soichom, that's no longer. I guess this is after the Churban Bayis Rishon, maybe. V'shochanti B'soichom, okay, there was a Siluk HaShechina. Focus that, I guess, to me, I always understand, and I don't understand anything, I'll pick Kabbalah, but in Nigla and in human logic, you're deferring to the Mekubalim? Anyway, yeah, so, but in human logic, the idea is how much we're margish. Mostly Mikdash V'shochanti B'soichom really means that we will feel the Hashoras HaShechina. In other words, the Shechina is all over, but there'll be an extra measure of Shechina in the sense that we can appreciate that Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's in Ishbati Eschem and Yerushalayim, it's a Medrash Rabbah and Shira Shirim, that the Shechina will always remain in the Kosel HaMaarovi. And it's the same Medrash, I think, that says, and the Kosel will never be destroyed. Let's just say Midrash. So when I talk about that Nevuah, about the Kosel never being destroyed, so first, for a moment, talk about the Shechina will always be there. Now, the Shechina by the Kosel Maravi is not something to say, hey, look at this Nevuah that came true. You see, the Shechina is still there. Yeah, where'd you see it? You were there recently? Did you see the Shechina? It's not the kind of nevuah. It's not the kind of nevuah you can say, "Oh, you see, it's Mekuyim. You see, the Shechina's there." So I just tell two stories. Then I get into the other thing that it never be destroyed. That's the real nevuah. That to this day, Yerushalayim was destroyed so many times, and the most they could do with the Kosel was to make it a garbage dump. You know, from 48 to 67, when they destroyed, I think 99 out of 100 shuls in the old city, but. All they could do with the Kosel is to make it a garbage dump. But anyway, so I tell two stories. If Hashoras Hashchino is the way we feel, then we can appreciate that. One was, it was Erev Pesach, like a few days before Pesach, and I was riding on the bus going through Meir Shorim. And there was a little lady, Mamash, I think she stood about so high, and she was schlepping a sack of potatoes off the bus that was literally bigger than she was, you know. So I got up from my seat and I helped her schlep it off. And then I figured I gotta help her take it to her house. What's she gonna do? Sit on the bus stop all Pesach, you know, with her potatoes. So I schlepped it down to a little house in Meir Shorim. She had a one-room house there. And she says, I would wish I had something to pay you, you know, for this. But I'll tell you a story. Yeah. And she asked me if I know Binyamin Tzadik, Binyamin Silber. He passed away very relatively recently, a couple of years, I heard, the last year. Anyway, he's a very well-known Tzadik in Yerushalayim. He wrote many Sforim. I forgot what they're called. We have some of his Sforim over here. Anyway, so she says, and I happen to have known him. I had gone to see him. So she says, many years ago, a yeshiva bocha comes knocking on her door and asks her, are you Gittele from Meir Shorim? She says, yeah. She says, the Chazon Ish sent me to you, and he said that you have my basherta. The Chazon Ish said, this, go to this lady, she has your zivig. So she panicked. She says she had no children. She didn't know what he's talking about. But Chazon Ish said that she, you know. She says, come back tomorrow. So she immediately runs to the Kosel. This is before 48. And she's standing there and davening, and this Rabbeinu Shalalem, I don't know what to do. The Chazon Ish says, I have his basherta. And she sees, she's standing next to another lady. And this other lady is standing there crying, and all of a sudden, so she turns to her, she says, what are you crying about? She says, I have a daughter, such a wonderful daughter, I need a shidduch for her. And then, b'kitzur, that was the shidduch. The Shechina is still in the Kosel. In other words, that to give people a sense, I mean, it doesn't prove anything, but you feel. That's one story. Then I tell another story about, it was a Shabbos morning, and this guy comes up in his right to the plaza in his white stretch limo, and he runs up, he takes one of those yarmulkes, he puts it on, runs up to the wall, he takes a piece of paper, he puts it in, and then he throws back the yarmulke, he gets back into his car, and he drives away, Shabbos morning. So the chevre there were very interested, like, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? So one guy just gave a knock, you know, like this, and the other one, it fell, and the other one, someone already dropped it, so he picked it up, he looked at it. So he asked Hashem, he says, please let the Tel Aviv soccer team beat the Haifa soccer team today, something like that, you know, like that was his. So you see, the Shechina is there. In other words, people realize, and you see, it's true. Everybody, there's something there. It's not on a, we can't prove it, and it's not, it may be on a spiritual level, Mitzad Hashem, I don't know what that means, but certainly on a human level that we can feel, when you go over there, you feel more that's, anyway, it has nothing to do with anything. I'm sorry for digressing with that. I haven't told those stories in a while. So anyway, so all of us, but it seems there's two levels. There's one, there's the Siluk HaShechina, and then the other one is Ona Pono Doidich Bahastir Ponim. Then there's the Hester Ponim. You know, Siluk HaShechina would be bad enough. We don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, and we don't have all the sense of real connection. But the Golus is something else. The Golus is not only do we not have the positive Beis-based feeling, Yikor Yelchol HaAmim, Klal Yisrael and the Golus. I mean, I'm just reading now about with the writing about Elie Wiesel, you know, the crisis of faith. I mean, what people went through, you know, you forget. We stopped. stop talking about the Holocaust so much, you know, in the last, the previous generation talked about it much more, but the things that people experienced, the things that people saw, and it wasn't just a Hasoras Hashchina, it wasn't just a, how did he call it here? It wasn't just Siluk Hashchina. It was a Hester Ponim, Mamish. In fact, that's what it says about that Tkufa, Hanochi Aster Aster Ponai. And the Goin says that that Parsha of Hazinu refers to this Tkufa, because he says each Parsha refers to 100 years in the last 1,000. So it comes out that that's so, you know, so that's a second level. So the Goyim are saying, what happened? What's this all about? We want to try to help you, okay? Okay. Unavakshenu imoch. So anyway, Ke'omram imochem ki boch ki kochem nidroish leilokechem. There seems to be a posuk in Ezra that says, we'll go together with you to help you find your God. I guess there were umos in the world, and maybe there are today too, that are interested in Klal Yisrael reconnecting with Hashem. Okay, fine. Doide yorad lagano larugas haboisem nirois bagani v'ilkoit shishanim. My beloved went down to his garden, to the Arugas HaBoisim, to shepherd in the gardens and to collect roses. So the Sipurnu learns over here as what? Doide yorad lagano bikal kedoshim an sheknesses hagdoila. Where did Hashem go? Where is the Shechina to be found? In the kehilos, in the congregations of kedushim, and the anshe knesset hagdolah. So that's very interesting. In other words, although there's a siluk hashchina, and although there's a hester ponim, there is a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be found. And the pasuk continues and says, Lirois paganim lismoyach bebote knesios ubote midroshes ki inyan. Yismach Hashem b'ma'asov. Hashem will rejoice in his creation. So it's very interesting that even though we bemoan the Siluk HaShechina and we bemoan the Hester Ponim, when Klal Yisrael is asked, where can we help you or where can your beloved be found? There is. In the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was the greatest Talmidei Chachomim. And not only, we shouldn't, you know, if it was only in the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, we'd be a little bit, a little bit concerned. Like, we're not quite on that level. I mean, yeah, we learned Rebor Haber, but we're not quite on that level, you know, to say that the Shechina is to be found in the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Well, for sure, you can find it right here in the Beis Medrash. But no, Lirois Baganim, Lismoyach Bebotei Kinesios Ubotei Midroshus, Ki Inyan Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asov. Now that's very, very, I think, very revealing. A few things in these few words of the Sipurnu. That it's not just Hashem can be found in the Bote Kinesios or Bote Midroshos, but he went down, Lismoyach, the Bote Kinesios or Bote Midroshos. Hashem, look at this. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh. The Mokom HaShores HaShechina was taken away. There's a Siluk HaShechina. There's a Hester Ponim. There's a Golus where Klal Yisrael is suffering, not Shaykh. What we went through, what we go through, we continue to go through, what's going on today, it's not quite in the dimension, not at all, maybe in the dimensions of what happened in the previous generation, but we have tzoros all over. All over, we're still threatened, and we're still attacked, and we're still undermined, and we're still, and not to mention that even though we may not be suffering, Baruch Hashem, a physical Holocaust, but a spiritual Holocaust, we're certainly suffering. The assimilation and the intermarriage and these things, it's not shaykh. The numbers, the percentages, in many communities, just the concept of even meeting a Jewish person is not even relevant. It's not nogea. It's like a guy once told me. This guy was already. This is 30, 40 years ago. He said to me, I don't care if my children marry goyims. So he didn't even know what goyims. He says, I don't care if they marry goyims. He says, my grandmother was so religious. He wants to let me know who he was. That she, on Shabbos, she would call up my mother on the telephone to travel over to her house to shut off the gas or the lights or something. He comes with such religious stock, you know, and he doesn't care if his children marry goyims. And this was going on, I mean, like the intermarriage rate. So Klal Yisrael has, there's a terrible, but what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be found in the Beis HaMedrash with the Bodhi Kinesios, but he's Yorad Lismoach. This is my place. This is my Mokum Simcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol, whatever that means, can find a Mokum Simcha in the Siluk HaShechina, in the Hester Ponim, in the suffering of the Golos. But I see a Beis HaMedrash. I see people learning. I see people getting together to learn Shir HaShirim. I see this. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yismach Hashem B'ma'asov. Now B'ma'asov also, that posuk is very interesting because that posuk is talking about Hashem will rejoice in His creation. This is the tachlis of creation. Despite all of the negative that has our Mipnei Chato'enu was caused, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels this Yismach Hashem B'ma'asov. I said, no, I'm rejoicing in my creation. My creation, the purpose of my creation still exists. I can still rejoice in everything that I created because I have Bote Kinesios and Bote Midroshes, and I don't even need for that. And that's interesting that there's a contrast. Yorad Lagano is Bekal Kedoy Shimon Shinesak Doyla. But even Bote Kinesios and Bote Midroshes, which are so far from Anshek Nesak Doyla in their Darga, by Kodesh Baruch Hu can rejoice there. Yismach Hashem B'masov in His creation, because I have the tachlis of creation still exists.
He needs his cell phone number. Why?
What's the matter?
They need to
Okay, let's go on. Vililkot Shoshanim, or Lilkot Shoshanim, where's the Sipurnu? Sridei Amoy Mibein HaChoichim. What he also seems to do is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has saved, he gathered roses. So the Sipurnu learns, Sridei Amo, the remnants of his people, those Gedele Oilam that he plucked from all the churban mibein hachoichim, from all the thorns he managed to pull out, and I guess that in a sense it's a nevuah. I mean, it's all a nevuah that in every generation HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, and he doesn't leave a generation without saving from amongst them. That's what happened from the ashes of the Holocaust when so many people were destroyed. There was still Baruch Hashem, there were gedolim that were saved, and they built those small, maybe handful or a couple handful of people, they built the next generation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps it going, and the Yismach Hashem B'masov keeps going on. Let's see if we can just get one more posuk here. Yofo at Rayosi Kesirzo Novi Kirushaloim Ayuma Kanid Golois. So he says, Yofo at Rayosi, this Hashem, Homar HaKel Yismach. Hashem now is addressing Klal Yisrael. It goes back and forth in Shir HaShirim and some Psukim, some learn one way, another way, but here is clearly Hashem is talking. Rayosi refers to Hashem speaking to Klal Yisrael. Omer Hakel Yisborach, Ato Bebinyan Bayesheni. Yeah. Now, after we had Bayes Rishon, and that was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoiced in the Bote Kinesios and Bote Midroshes, not only in the Sanhedrin, in the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Ato Bebinyan Bayesheni, Al Toisifi Lesalek Shchinosi Mitoichech. Yeah, don't continue to remove my Shekhinah. Now that's very powerful language that Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, don't remove my Shekhinah. What do you mean, you removed your Shekhinah? You're misalik your Shekhinah. What do you want from me? No. When Klal Yisrael acts inappropriately, it's ke'ilu, we are directly telling the Shekhinah, take a walk. Now think about that for a moment. Just the implication. You know, it's one thing, I do something, and all right, Hashem is upset with me, so he disappears. So I don't think to chase him out. Imagine, this is his house. He's Yismach Hashem B'masov. This is where he finds Simcha. He sees, it's true, I was Misalik the Shekhinah. It's true that I was Master Ponai. But I rejoice in the Beis Medrash and what's going on. And what do? We say, hey, Get out of here. Get out. Chase him out. You want to leave? Leave. Don't have to chase him out. This is what I say. When Klal Yisrael acts inappropriately, I don't want to say, you know, when we're mavatl, or we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, what we're really doing is we're chasing, we're misalik the Shekhinah, and he begs us, al tisalik, al tisifi lesalik shekhinosi, mitoichich, ki omnom, and now why? It says, yofo atrayosi, ki omnom yofo bechochmas anshik nesak doyla, you hear? Because you're beautiful in the chokhma that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila have taught us, have given us. You're beautiful like the original Yerushalayim. Why was Yerushalayim beautiful? The beauty of Yerushalayim is not its trees, it's not its gardens, it's not its, I don't know what else, you know, it's beautiful buildings that they build there. But it's Ir HaTzedek, Kishomo Yoshu Kisus La Mishpot. Because there was real, true Mishpot that went out of Yerushalayim, and that's its beauty. Yeah. Ayumo Keinyan Shimon HaTzedek, Shishtachav Lefonov Alexandros, that the Shimon HaTzedek, that the Melech bowed in front of him, Kanid Golois, B'marochos Yisrael B'nitzchoinom Mikol Mokom. I'm not sure exactly what that means. But it seems like this one, just one point here, and then we'll end it. That it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begging us: don't throw me out, don't cast me away, don't be misalik, don't continue to be misalik my Shechina. Yeah, and how does he convince us, or coax us, or influence us that we shouldn't do it? What does he say? He says one thing. You're so beautiful. You have so much chokhmah. The way to get us not to be misalik the Shekhinah is not to threaten us with the negative repercussions or how bad it will be. And it's a terrible thing. You're misalik the Shekhinah? The Shekhinah is there's such pain, there's such suffering, and the Shekhinah is rejoicing that at least there's Bote Knesios, Bote Midroshes, and you have the chutzpah to be misalik. No, he doesn't say that. Not because it's so much chutzpah, not because it's so much, I don't know what, hoza, not because it's such a rishis. You have such chokhmah. You're so beautiful. You're so novo kirusholoim ayumo kanet golois. He says, and you have the chokhmah of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. He says, and you have the beauty of the Ir HaTzedek of the Mishpot. In other words, the way to the heart of Klal Yisrael, the way to get Klal Yisrael to maintain its presence in the Bote Knesset, the Bote Midrashos, and to cause Hashem this simcha is to tell them how smart they are. Tell them how much they know. Look what you have. You have Ir HaTzedek. You have the Chochmah of the Anshei Knesset. You're studying the Chochmah Satir. You are preserving today. You are privileged to study Reb Baruch Be'er. Wow. That's the incentive not to be misalik the Shekhinah. Very interesting. We see once again, time and again, how the appropriate approach to inspire and move Klal Yisrael in the positive, right direction and prevent the negative is through appreciation of what we have. Not of the terribleness of our ways, but in the creation of, you know, who we are and what Hashem has given us and the chokhmah that we have. If a person realizes that we have access to the chokhmah of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, that'll be the biggest incentive not to be misalik the Shekhinah from the Bote Knesset, the Bote Midrashos.